All right. Hopefully we're back on and clear now. All right, got to get you other mic.
All right, Coach, here we go. Yes, sir.
We're having voice problems and internet issues and different things, but we're trying to get everything ironed out. But right now, it's a 17-14 basketball game with the Volunteers leading with 2:05 to go in the opening period here.
That's it. That's it. And a lot of things going on around here. A lot of things happening, but the Vols with that three point lead, 2:50 left in the second quarter. Both teams sitting on 14 fouls. And right now we've got Mumford at the line, Moore at the free throw line, and he'll be shooting one shot.
Yeah, I'm trying to get Moore, my paperwork and
Moore
see
at the line. So far, Moore is 2 for 8 from the line so far today. And he's now 2 for 9. The rebound is to Soap Gibbons, and we're going the other way.
Gibbons up the court over in the left corner. That is Zy Newell. Back over Caden Glenn, fires up a three-pointer long. No good. Rebound with number 12 there of the Mumford Lions, and that is Lathan Stevens.
And that's not a surprise to see a Stevens at Mumford.
Stevens down the side. And if you're surprised and you're not hearing Coach Weems hardly has a voice, so we'll try to hear from him, and we get a walk right there by Mumford line. Coach Weems doesn't have enough voice, and as everybody says, we're sounding good. We apologize for the delay, but we're here with 2:22 to go in the opening period. Volunteers up 17-14 with the basketball. Hey, I got to get my feet wet in basketball, but I didn't expect it to get this way, Coach Harris.
Well, you about drowned.
There's a good look down inside, and good drive up and in, and good there by Whetstone.
Good ball movement, looking, getting down into the corner, and then pushing that thing inside right there to get that easy basket in the lane.
Line Volunteers getting him pinned over in the corner, look to Trout, almost a steal at the top of the key, but Mumford gets it around, fires up a three-pointer from the left wing, no good. Fought for the rebound. We got a foul on the rebound. I think that's going to go on Whetstone.
They getting Whetstone over the back on that.
It's going to send number 32, Kyler Gibson, to the line.
Gibson at the line for two shots. His first trip to the free throw line today. He's scoreless so far in this game. 1:49 left, ball's up by 5.
That free throw was well short. You know, you see that pretty often, Coach Herring, early in the season especially, as free throw shooting woes. And right now, from what I've been able to take in, the Mumford Lions, and he hits the second one.
He does nail that one. Closing that lead to 4 points, 19-15. That's Central coming down. Soap Gibbons bringing it across the line.
Look to get it down low. That ball is past the stuff. Tried to force a pass there, and it's stolen away by Jaden Turner of the Lions, and the Lions have it. And that is Lathan Stevens bringing the ball up the court. Running point here for the Lions. Looking down low, that's a good pass, but he's unable to handle it. Looking for Kyler Gibson off his thigh, and the Volunteers will have possession with 1:29 to go here opening period.
Another turnover taking place there, trying to make that pass down there onto that low block, and it goes out of bounds back to the Vols.
Gibbons over to Newell on left wing. Newell back to Gibbons. Gibbons cross courts over to Glenn, back down to Whetstone. Whetstone looks to drive. He'll be fouled. Hey, he went right in the tooth of that defense. They're sitting back there in that zone, kind of trying to collapse on Whetstone, but he's going to go to the line shooting two, and that foul's going to go on number one, Jaquan Anderson.
Yeah, he takes it down there about midway down the lane. Three of them converge on him. Whetstone using a little strength there, trying to get that shot up, drawing the foul as three of them collapse on him there.
Whetstone makes the first, extending the lead to 5 here, 20-15. He makes them both.
That's 15 points for Whetstone. 15 of the 21 Whetstone has scored.
My goodness.
Yeah. So, and he's coming out. He's finally getting him a rebound. I think possibly, Taylor.
This is actually the second period. I've been saying it's the first
second
period.
Quarter, yeah.
We're almost
out. Almost to halftime. I believe this is the
Whetstone.
First moments that Whetstone has been out of the game.
Whetstone just got one. We saw him pick up one foul because we've been unable to watch. He's got two fouls, so that may be Whetstone's last
could possibly be here in the first half.
Volunteers looking to put on some full court press here. Zion U applying the pressure there to number one, Jaquan Anderson. Anderson brings it up across the timeline. 104 to go here in the opening half. They look to force it down low. That pass is deflected around, falls into the hands of Kyler Gibson, and he'll lay it up and in. Gibbons with a basketball for the Volunteers and a four-point lead, 21-17. Over to Glenn, back to Gibbons in the corner. Gibbons back over to Glenn, back over to Newell. Newell back to Gibbons. They try to force it inside there to Calvin Simmons. Simmons can't handle it, and it's deflected away. Actually, it was Mumford Lyon got a hand on that. There's Anderson. Back over to Stevens. Stevens, good shot. Left-handed shot up and good. Cutting the lead down to two, 21-19 here, 21 seconds to go, opening half. So Gibbons with the ball, holding for looks like the last shot of the half. Gibbons on the left, looks to drive baseline. He does drive, forces over to Glenn. Glenn sets up for the three-pointer. That shot's up, no good. And that is a tough place to foul with 1.5 seconds. That's going to send them down to the free throw line. And, you know, really, you just that's one of them. It was a hustle foul, Coach.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
One you hate to see because they're 90 feet away from the basket with 1.5 seconds.
They are, you know, and that foul being on Gibbons there, that becomes his, for Gibbons, that's actually his first foul, but you hate to see him pick that up kind of.
You're putting a good shooter at Stevens at the free throw line. 90, he makes first.
92 feet from their goal, and putting him on the line right here with just a second and a half left before the half. And a possibly tie ball game here if Stevens able to knock this one down, headed into halftime.
Stevens misses a second, and Gibbons with a rebound. That'll end your half. Volunteers go to the half with a one-point lead, 21-20 here. And we're going to take a little break and see if we can get things working here and get back underway here. But we appreciate you if you're just now joining us. Volunteers playing the Mumford Lions here in Mumford, Alabama, and they lead 21-20 at the half. We'll be taking a little break. We will be coming back with the second half, and then we will also have girls action live here on Classic Country 90.9, where you can find it is the home of all Central High School of Clay County Athletics right here on the Clay Central Sports Network.
AltaPoint Health needs caring people to support and assist those who are living with mental illness. If you're passionate about helping others, want to join a growing healthcare company, and are ready to love what you do, then AltaPoint Health is looking for you. Visit altapoint.org to apply.
Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of the Radio Alabama Foundation and very excited to be a part of volunteer athletics on Classic Country 90.9. Atkinson Homes covers Talladega, Clay, Coosa, and Shelby counties with quality custom-built energy-efficient homes located on Highway 280 in Childersburg. 256-378-1201 or atkinsonhomes.net. You're going to love our homes.
Fall is finally here, and Buddy Sports Country has absolutely everything you need to make your upcoming hunting trip a success. They have a huge selection of deer blinds and shooting houses. Buddy Sports Country is an authorized Benelli and Browning firearms dealer, and they have a giant showroom filled with shotguns and rifles with even more arriving daily. Buddy's is located at 8401 Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where the sales tax is only 6%. The phone number is 256-253-2254. Open 8 till 5. Tuesday through Saturday, Buddy Sports Country is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Do you have an idea for a new business but don't know where to start? The newly renovated Clay County Economic Development Center is the place to begin. I'm Chance Jones, the director for the Clay County EDC. Give me a call at 256-276-9319 if you need help in starting or growing your business. The EDC has access to local and state resources so that your business venture will be a successful one. Again, that number is 256-276-9319. The Clay County Economic Development Council is proud to support the Clay Central Sports Network.
Getting a loan from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is so easy, anyone can do it. Is it Get Right, Charlie? Whether you need a personal loan, home equity loan, auto loan, or credit card, you can easily apply online at CoosaPinesFCU.org or through our apps. Sign your forms online and save yourself a trip to the branch. Now that will make your tail wag. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS ID 464059.
The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is Clay Central Basketball on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network. Presented by First Bank of Alabama, Alta Point Health, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Central Alabama Community College, Radio Alabama Sports, and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Sponsored by Frank's Point of View, First State Bank, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Don's Pawn and Jewelry, Integrity Cabinets, Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Sassy's Convenience Store, Honey's Cafe, Poultry South, Blair's Family Farm and Market, Atkinson Homes, Penhody Experience Foundation, Hill Auto Sales, First Capital Insurance, Matthews Meat Market, Buddy's Sports Country, Clay County Economic Development Council, Piggly Wiggly of Ashland and Lineville, Highway 9 Tire, Farmhouse and Company, and Ashland Auto Parts. Now, here's color analyst Coach Jerry Weems and the voice of Clay Central High School Athletics, Rusty Taylor.
We're back live here on Classic Country 90.9 from Mumford, Alabama, here at Central High School of Clay County. Has traveled over to take the Mumford Lions on here in a basketball matchup this afternoon. This is Rusty Taylor. Coach Jerry Weems is here at the table with me. The problem is he don't have a voice, so it's hard to talk and deliver a basketball game when you don't have a voice. But thank goodness we got somebody behind him with half a voice, and that is Coach Chris Aaron.
Yeah.
But the good thing is Coach Weems been keeping the book.
Oh, absolutely.
Even while, I mean, I'm going to tell you what, Coach, you've used it as a duck and the feet underwater.
Right.
Well, the duck was flipped upside down, and his head was underwater and the feet was up. But we got things going here, and we apologize for missing most of our about two-thirds of the first half. But the good thing is we're here now, and everything seems to be working well now. Volunteers lead 21-20. Tell us a little bit of how we got there.
Well, we can, as we're going through all the things we were having, the technical difficulties. Coach Williams was focused in, you know, on the game, keeping some stats, some scoring for us that we can look at. And Central in that first half scoring those 21 points, five of those came from the free throw line, as the Volunteers were 5 for 8 from the free throw line during the first half of this game. And at halftime, we've got Kevin Cherry, who actually has 6 of our 21 points. And then Taylor Boyd. I mean, excuse me, Damari Whetstone, 15 of the 21 Vol points. Damari from the free throw line, he is actually himself 5 for 8 from the free throw line, and a total of 15 points out of those 21 the Vols have scored. And then we have LaDamian Boyd scoring 2, and that's the scoring for the Volunteers right there from those three young men. At the 21-point mark, the Vols find themselves at. On the Mumford side of things, from the free throw line, the Lions, they've been there 14 times, but they've only been able to convert 6 of them, 6 of 14 from the free throw line. B.J. Anderson, 8 trips he's made to the free throw line, but he's only 2 for 8 from there. 2 points for Anderson. Kyler Shaw with a 1 3-pointer. He's got 3 points for the Lions. Hunter Moore, another 3-pointer there for Moore, 3 points for the half. Demario Hales, he's 4-point total, a field goal, and 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Latham Stevens, he's at 5 points, a couple of 2-point baskets, and 1 for 3 from the free throw line. And Caden Mosley, one for two from the free throw line and a two-point field goal, 3 points. That's how Mumford finds themselves at 20 right here at halftime of this game, as the Central Clay County Volunteers leading the Mumford Lions 21-20.
Good job there, Coach Herron. Is any foul trouble to note there on the volunteer, especially the volunteer side, or either team? I know we talked about Whetstone having two earlier.
We've got a couple of guys, Kevin Cherry, Damari Whetstone, Braxton Young, the Volunteers with two fouls. On the line side of things, you've got B.J. Anderson, Kyler Shaw, Devin Elder, and Trenton Stringfellow, those four young men with two fouls for the Mumford Lions as we head toward the second half.
Well, Coach, let's take a quick break. Looks like we're about 2 minutes away from getting this second half started. We'll come back here on Classic Country 90.9. You're listening to the Southern Union State Community Clay Central Sports Network and Volunteer Basketball live from Mumford, Alabama, right here. Stick around. And again, as soon as this boys game over, we'll transition into the girls. We'll be bringing you both here this afternoon on Classic Country 90.9.
Extend the life of your tires with proper alignment. Highway 9 Tire in Lineville now has a calibrated 4-post alignment rack for front and rear alignments. This all-new alignment rack works on the newest models and even the antique cars. The phone number for Highway 9 Tire is 256-396-3040. They also offer a full-time mechanic to keep you rolling down the road. Highway 9 Tire is also your local Exmark dealer and is proud to support Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
Honey's Home Cooking. The sound of that probably takes you back to your mom's special dish or those meals at Grandma's house. A meal at Honey's Cafe may not cause you to spend hours in the kitchen, but it tastes just like you did. Located at 60 Park South in Lionville, Honey's Cafe features meats and vegetables that are cooked fresh each morning. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 to 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe is proud to bring you volunteer athletics on the Clay Central Sports Network.
Simple, fast, accurate. Hi, I'm Chad Jones, President and CEO of First Bank of Alabama. We know life moves fast, and that's why we've made banking simple. With our cutting-edge mobile app, you can manage your finances anytime from anywhere life takes you, like paying bills, transferring funds, and even check deposits right from your phone. Banking that fits your lifestyle. First Bank of Alabama, where you are first. Online at fbal.bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 for Volunteer Basketball. Vols lead. We start the second half here. They're leading 21-20 by the Volunteers. Mumford with the basketball. Dribbling up the court is Jaquan Anderson. He's guarded by Soap Gibbons. Taking a lot of time here. Dribbling around. He gets it over to number two. That's Holland. Holland's three-pointer is no good. Rebound shot up, no good. And we do have a looks like an injured player. That's Kashawn Castleberry. Kind of came down. He was doing a fall away shot and came down on the back of his head there.
Yeah, pretty good lick that young man took on his as he come down on his head there.
I tell you what, let's take a quick break while they check on this young man. We'll come back right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Yeah.
At Farmhouse & Company Restaurant, food is not all that they do. Farmhouse is involved in the local community that involves being a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network. They also host events for kids. They bring in live music on the patio. And don't forget bingo nights every Thursday at 6:30. Farmhouse & Company is located downtown Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-3050. Open Thursday through Saturdays from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m. It's more than food. It's fun and family at Farmhouse & Company.
Not one, not three, but nine TVs are set up and ready for football lovers this weekend at Farmhouse & Company Restaurant. Friday night, the Clay Central Sports Network broadcast of volunteer football will be shown throughout the restaurant as you sit down to farmhouse cut steak, a chicken kibble, or the catfish meal. Saturday's college football will also be available throughout the restaurant. Farmhouse & Company is located downtown Lineville. Their phone number is 256-396-3050. Farmhouse & Company is proud to be a sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine serves the greater Coosa Valley and East Central Alabama area. Dr. Anthony Trapiano and his team at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine focus on orthopedic care and sports medicine, offering treatment for various conditions related to bones, joints, and muscles. With a commitment to comprehensive care, Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine supports individuals with medical needs related to orthopedic health. More information is online at cbhealth.net.
East Central Alabama Gas District is a proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network and the Radio Alabama Foundation. Located Highway 77 in Ashland, East Central Alabama Gas has teamed up with Natural Gas Connection as your hometown natural gas appliance store. They offer free financing up to 60 months. East Central Alabama Gas has Generac generators, tankless water heaters, space heaters, and gas logs, as well as grills. Their phone number is 256-354-2194. East Central Alabama Gas District. Natural gas, comfortable, responsible.
We got you back here. Volunteers with the basketball. The young man was able to get up and under his own power and seems to be okay. Volunteers with the basketball, 1-point lead, 21-20. They look to get it down low to Whetstone, and they do. And Whetstone adds to that 15-point total. That should run him up to 17 here. 3-point lead, 23-20.
And Mumford trying to inbound. The ball's giving us a little full court man-to-man pressure here as the Lions able to get it across half court.
B.J. Anderson with the basketball here for the Mumford Lions. He's guarded by Soap Gibbons. They look down low. Cross court Stevens will fire up the three. That rebound Soap Gibbons, and Gibbons will go the other way. Gibbons up to LaDamian Boyd. Boyd drives. Shot up. No good. Rebound goes to Stevens and the Mumford Lions.
That transition basket. Ball's unable to convert on that transition. Mumford coming back the other way.
Stevens being guarded by LaDamian Boyd, and he is all over him, showing that speed. Looking to trap there in the corner. They get a trap, almost a steal, and they're going to call, Coach Easley's going to call a timeout here on the side. He's going to take a 30. Let's stay here and kind of catch up with things, Coach.
Okay, let's do it.
He takes this 30-second timeout, but Coach Michael Easley there. I thought he'd stepped away from coaching basketball last season, but was I wrong about that?
I think he had stepped away and then has come back.
Has come back.
Right.
He's the football coach here for the Mumford Lions. Also, I do believe the athletic director. So, back coaching basketball, and right now kind of saved the possession there as the Volunteers had them trapped in the corner.
And we'll reset this thing. 6:09 left in the third quarter. Our Central Volunteers 23, the Mumford Lions 20. As Rusty Taylor brings us back the action, here we go.
Stevens looking to inbounds the ball for the Mumford Lions, and it is deflected away there by Caden Glenn. Very close to being off of B.J. Anderson, but they're going to call it off of Caden Glenn. Volunteers up 23-20, 6:08 to go here in the third period. Ball inbounded there to Hunter Moore. Moore looks down low. Good pass, but that ball is swatted away by Boyd. There's another good drive on the swatted away by Stevens, and he lays it up and in, cutting the lead back down to one.
Nice move. The rebound straight back to the hole. Good move by Stevens off the glass and in there.
Open three-pointer there by Glenn. Does not go. Hits front rim. No good. Mumford Lions with a rebound.
Mosley with that big rebound, and Mumford coming back the other way.
There's a steal by Braxton Young. Inbound, looks to save it. Saves it back in. Mumford Lions end up getting the basketball. Almost through backcourt, but Stevens saves that. He's guarded by Braxton Young. Stevens drives the basket up. No good. Rebound there by the Lions. Does a put back. No good. That was by number 32 there, Caden Mosley, and Volunteers with the basketball again. Look to force it down low, and right now it's going to be a push. Right now they're doing everything they can to keep Whetstone from getting the basketball because they know when he gets it, he's been scoring, Coach, and they foul him on the pass.
Well, he has, you know, in 17 of the 23 points the Vols have scored at this point, and they're doing all they can to deny the ball getting down there to Whetstone, especially down inside toward the block area.
Glenn with another three-pointer ends up short, drive to the basket. Good drive, and the Lions take a lead here. That's number two, Kyler Shaw.
That puts the Lions up by one. Central need to be able to take a little bit more better care of the ball down here on the offensive end.
Took a couple of good open three-point looks, but unable to get them to go there by Keegan Glenn. Whetstone goes for the basket, up, no good.
And Mumford doing a good job of getting us boxed out on the their defensive end for rebound.
There's a charge taken. Good job. Hustling down the court, Caden Glenn getting set up, takes the charge. That'll be a turnover for the Mumford line.
And that's always, that's kind of an effort play, working yourself in position, getting there, getting set, being able to draw those charges in there, and Glenn's able to do that.
Camden Truss enters the game for number one, B.J. Anderson. Volunteers trailing by one, 24-23, 4:39 to go here in the third. As they look to pass it down, had an open pass, and that pass is off of Braxton Young there. Another turnover.
Again, Central, a little full court man-to-man, just trying to make sure that the Lions don't get it easily up the court.
The Damian Boyd, he's out of bounds. The Damian Boyd is all over him, causes the turnover as he ends up with his back on the sideline there, and that's a big turnover. Volunteers need to cash in here. Multiple possessions have went dry here on the offensive end.
Boyd's quickness, hands and feet, causing that turnover, and the Vols back in looking to take the lead on this possession.
Volunteer team not with a lot of height. There's an open look for Braxton Young, and it's up and good. That's a three-pointer from the corner by the junior Braxton Young.
And the ball's picking up after that made basket, full court man-to-man. And there's some massive substitution coming for the Vols at the next dead ball.
They got him trapped, and I think we're going to get a steal. And we got a jump ball as they're going to be tied up. And the Volunteers will get possession. That was a great job down here on the trap right in front of the Mumford line bench.
And we have got four new Vols coming in. Whetstone, Glenn, the Damian Boyd, Young, all headed to the bench, being replaced with four new Vols fresh off the bench. 3:51 left in the third quarter.
Calvin Simmons, Kevin Cherry, Taylor Boyd, Zy Newell are the replacements. Gibbons looks to drive, force a pass. It's stolen away there. Picked off the pass by Stevens. Stevens up the court with a basketball. Stevens drives all with the basketball. That is blocked by Calvin Simmons. There's a foul on the side. They get it over the Cherry. He's bumped out of bounds by number four, Hunter Moore.
And Moore picking up his first foul of the game. That's the second foul, third foul this half against the Mumford Lions.
Gibbons pulls up. Good shot from about 18 feet.
Short jumper, putting the balls now up by four, 28-24. 3:16 left in the third quarter.
Up the court, Hunter Moore. He drives all the way to the basket. Shot up no good. Kevin Cherry up high above the rim, bringing that rebound down, and then we're back up going. Open look, and that's going to be a travel. He drug his foot.
Yeah,
I agree with it.
That back foot.
Think you overthought about that one, Coach. You probably needed to pull that
just
right off the bat.
Yep, he got there. Go ahead and pull that thing, and we'll play getting that thing out in transition.
Kind of debated with himself there, yep. Caused him to slide that foot, and he's a travel. Good call there by the official.
Think too long. Think long. You think wrong. Let's get there. If you have the thought, pull it, and let's go.
3:03 to go here in the third. Volunteers leading 28-24 over the Mumford Lions.
Some quick hands right there, Taylor.
I guarantee you some quickness. The Volunteers have a lot of quickness. As there's Taylor Boyd goes for the steal, unable to get it. Shot up, no good. Rebound there by Gibbons. Soaps pass up. Design Newell cross court.
Right,
open look for Taylor Boyd. That shot up, no good. Rebound. So Gibbons thought about the three, thought better of it, out to Zy Newell. Zy fired up, and it's good. Another three-pointer, back-to-back threes for the Volunteers, and they've extended their lead to 7, 31-24.
And again, just trying to pick up full court, little harassment against the Lions, bringing the ball up, and just trying to create more turnovers and some havoc for Mumford trying to get in their offense.
As Mumford fires up a three, that shot's up no good. Rebound here by Calvin Simmons. Drive to the basket there by Gibbons. That is a way to twist your body around, and quickly the Volunteers have cut that, extended that lead all the way to 9, trailing just a couple of minutes ago. Now they're up 33-24, which causes a timeout here by the Mumford coach, Coach Michael Easy. We'll take a 30-second with him right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Fall is finally here, and Buddy Sports Country has absolutely everything you need to make your upcoming hunting trip a success. They have a huge selection of deer blinds and shooting houses. Buddy Sports Country is an authorized Benelli and Browning firearms dealer, and they have a giant showroom filled with shotguns and rifles, with even more arriving daily. Buddy's is located at 8401 Highway 431 at Hollis Crossroads, where the sales tax is only 6%. The phone number is 256-253-2254. Open 8 till 5 Tuesday through Saturday. Buddy Sports Country is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 is WFAZ-FM, Goodwater, Ashland, Lineville, home of the Clay Central Volunteers on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here, Mumford Lions, with the basketball, and there's a steal. That's Zion Ewell up the court, up the Cherry. Cherry goes up, lays it up and in, and the Volunteers up 35-24.
They're extending that lead, some good defensive pressure, the quickness of the balls.
There's a steal in the backcourt beside Ewell. Quick hands, and he lays it up and in. Goes up between two, and we have got an injured player there as the line. Looks like he's quickly up. He came down a little awkwardly there, but looks like he's going to get up, so we'll stay here with you. But, Coach, things have changed quickly, and it's been the speed and athleticism of the Volunteers that's changed things.
Well, it's something that we saw. You know, we mentioned early, we know these guys. We've seen them all fall. Their speed, their quickness, and not just with their feet, but their hands. And, you know, that's contributed to several of these offense transition baskets off turnovers they've been able to create.
Right now, the speed is what the Mumford Lions are struggling with. Bringing the ball up the course, number 23, that's Camden Truss. Truss guarded by Kevin Cherry. Cherry calls him to pick up his dribble, pass, shot, no good. Rebound Taylor Boyd, back up to Braxton Young. Volunteers look to extend the lead over to Zion Ewell. He'll fire up another three. That one's rim, no good. Fight for the rebound. Saved back in there by the Mumford Lions. That's going to be a foul by Zion Ewell. Really unnecessary kind of running in front of him, but you'll take that. Hustling back, trying to play good defense.
Yeah, you look for that. I mean, the way you're trying to get in position, and so you play like that defensively, those are going to happen. You can live with one or two.
Anderson with a basketball almost stolen away by Braxton Young. They're looking to trap, and now they're going to get a foul there on Braxton Young. A little bit too much hands there on that trap.
Well, some hands are not as quick as others.
They got to be quick enough sometimes that you don't see them.
Exactly. Yeah, all hands are not created equal.
And Braxton will be, as he'll go out, and Caden Glenn will come in, and Whetstone's going to come in for Kevin Cherry.
Less than a minute to go.
Almost a steal, and there will be a steal on the inbound. Whetstone. And how was that not a foul?
Well,
I think Stevens would have told you fouled him on purpose not to give him the layup, but luckily the ball hit off Stevens when he was out of bounds.
At least we did keep possession of the ball. We'll take that.
Back over to Simmons. Inbounds play was kind of stopped there. Back to Taylor Boyd. Tried to force it down low there to. Looks like they're going to call it was last touch by the Mumford Lions. Volunteers will have possession, inbounding on the corner. Over to Newell. Newell thinks about throwing it down there to Whetstone, but back out to the top of the key, and that's Glenn. 32 seconds to go here in the third. Balls lead 37-24. Taylor Boyd, long three-pointer, in and out, fight for the rebound, still tipped up. Glenn comes out with it. That's Boyd. He'll drive, kick it back out here to Caden Glenn. They'll switch sides of the court here and get it over to Newell. Back to Glenn. Glenn back to Newell. Newell drives, and he's getting trapped down low himself, cross court. Boyd over to Glenn, back over to Newell. Newell baseline runner up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Stevens is going to have it, and time is going to run out. And that'll end our third with the Volunteers leading 37-24 here. We'll come back for the fourth period and the girls game right here on Classic Country 90.9, where we're bringing you Volunteer basketball, boys and girls action right here on the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network.
Classic Country 90.9 relies on the support from area businesses like Honey's Cafe, formerly Miss Anita's Family Restaurant. Honey's offers a daily hot bar featuring Southern-style cooking. They feature a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and catfish, as well as chicken and shrimp plates. They offer catering services and a large dining room for special events. Open Sunday through Friday from 10:30 until 2. Their phone number is 256-396-9101. Honey's Cafe, 60 Park South in Lineville.
If you're in the market for a new vehicle, you want selection, not to be limited to a particular make or model. And that's why Hill Auto Sales features, well, basically a selection of Chevy, Ford, Kia, and Honda automobiles. We're all different, but we know what we like. Located on the Hill in Lineville, Hill Auto Sales is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The rocking chairs and the selection await you at Hill Auto Sales. Proud to sponsor the Clay Central Sports Network.
We welcome you back here as the Mumford Lions and Mountain the basketball to start the fourth period. Volunteers up by 37 to 24 here. That is Anderson with the basketball. He cross courts it, stolen away there by Whetstone. Whetstone drives to the basket. He'll be fouled by Stevens and go to the line. Is he done a good job of wooing up there and causing Stevens? Stevens doing a good job making him earn him at the line, but from what I've seen, look at the, what is the free throw? What does he look like? He looked good when I've watched.
Well, Whetstone, for the so far today, this is his first time to the line in the second half, but at this point of the game, he is
going
into these. That makes him one, two, three, five, six, about six for 12 so far.
So about 50%. So not where you want to be, but it is early in the season. And he makes 50% of them. There's Trending Glenn with the rebound, though. That shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Still loose ball, and it's gathered up by Whetstone. And there's going to be a charge. Whetstone a little out of control. Good job there by number one, B.J. Anderson, taking that charge there on the pass, but he still ran over him. Good call.
Yeah, Anderson did a good job getting there. Whetstone drawing his third foul. Whetstone and Young are two volunteers with three fouls as we start the fourth quarter.
Right now, the Mumford Lions having trouble even getting the basketball inbound. There's a travel, but it's stolen away anyway by Young.
There's a travel.
There's a travel, and they're going to call this one on this end. Yep. Sometimes you got to, you know, the speed, we're very quick and we're getting up down the floor, but sometimes we probably need to check up just a little bit on the offensive end.
Sometimes, yeah, sometimes. But, you know, you don't.
But you'll, and Coach Josh Giddens don't say a word because
no,
that's what you live and die by,
you
your speed and athleticism.
Yeah, exactly. You know that's what you got, and it's going to cost you, like a time or two, and you just got to kind of accept that and you go on. Anderson, play the next play.
Anderson with the basketball. That's over to Devin Elder, and he'll be going to call a hold there on, I believe, number 21. That is 21, Trenton Glenn, the junior.
Glenn in, drawing a foul. That becoming the about the fourth team foul of the Vols in this half.
There's a wide open shot for the corner. Goes off. Oh, I thought that went right off Stevens' hand last, didn't it?
I believe it went off the goal, Taylor. I actually think it hit the goal.
Okay.
Because it went from corner to corner.
Well, they called it off of us.
They did. I actually thought it went off the goal. Should have been ours, was my thinking.
They get it into Anderson with the basketball. Anderson drives, shot, good. Good jumper there for Anderson.
Good-looking jump shot there. Anderson knocking one down from just inside the right, the three-point line on the right wing.
There's Gibbons with a drive, shot up, no good. Fight for the rebound. Last touched by a Mumford line here. Well, now they're going to say last touched by a volunteer. I guess that was Kevin Cherry. I tell you what, Cherry can get up there, too, with some height.
Yes, he can.
There's Anderson with the basketball. 6:43 to go in the game. Lions trail by 12 to the volunteers. They led midway through the third, but since then, the Vols have stretched this thing out. There's a block. That shot is up and good. That is foul. The shot by Devin Elder is good, and he'll go to the line to make an and one. Cutting that lead down to 10, looking to cut it down to single digits here on the free throw.
How about that old-fashioned three-point play here? Driving in there, getting the ball to fall. And
is that Young's fourth? I believe it is.
Picks up number four. and Elder at the line to complete the three-point play.
And the free throw is no good.
Stevens with a great rebound.
And he's going to be fouled and go to the line shooting too. He's going to be fouled by Trendon Glenn.
Stevens able to rebound over the back of Trendon Glenn without fouling. Absolutely just straight up out jumped him. And a good rebound there by Stevens, the position he found himself in.
Volunteers don't need to go cold here. Still a lot of time left. 6:26. Stevens' first free throw's up, no good. As the Mumford High School crowd here got to come in, pay to get to see the game today. Full price, I think I heard something about.
I think I heard that. Stevens now 0 for 5 from the line today. 0 for 6. 0 for 6.
Stevens not putting a lot of arch on his shot there. And, but he's a really good basketball player, really good athlete.
Yes, he is.
Gibbons with the basketball, left corner. He gets it back over to Glenn. Back to Newell. Swap sides back to Gibbons. Gibbons over to Glenn. Glenn shot up, no good. Three-point shot, but coming out with a rebound there is Soap Gibbons. He's unable to put the foot back. He's going to dribble it out to Newell. Newell back over to Gibbons, open three-point look. He fires it up. That shot's no good. Right now, Volunteers having trouble finding the bottom of the basket.
Well, three possessions there, a couple offensive rebounds, and still unable to put one in. Mumford moving that zone defense around well and finally getting the defensive rebound going the other way.
B.J. Anderson being guarded by Kevin Cherry. Almost another steal on the pass. That was a foul we got by with one there. Ball still loose, still a fight for the basketball. Finally, Zion Newell will come out with it. He'll go up to Glenn. Glenn drives, shot up, no good. Cherry up, put back is good, and the Volunteers up by 12.
And the Vols scoring there on what looked like the old 3-on-2 drill you do early in the season and early in the year and converting that basket to go up by 12.
40-28, Volunteers lead here. 5 minutes to go in the game. The defense has really been a big difference here for the Volunteers.
It has, especially a run there in the third quarter. A lot of full court, man-to-man. A lot of pressure on being applied to the ball, creating some turnovers and some easy baskets for the Vols.
Mumford with a couple of three-point looks. Neither one of them goes. Volunteers come out with a rebound. That's Caden Glenn. Zion Newell looks to drive, gets it down to Trendon Glenn. Trendon shot up, no good. He gets his own rebound on the fight. Still fighting. And finally, there Stevens comes out with a rebound for the Mumford Lions.
And Stevens able to go from one end to the other. We never stop the ball. Nobody steps in to stop the ball. Converting the layup at the goal. And we foul him on top of that. Just kind of defense kind of disappeared on us on that possession. One thing we always need to do is at least make one pass. That's, you can't let a guy go from coast to coast like that. Coach Giddens, I'm sure, not happy with that defensive series.
Stevens. See if he can make his first free throw, and he does it. Short.
0-for-7 for Stevens today.
I'm a little surprised, especially player.
I'm guessing that's not his normal thing from the free throw line.
Kevin Cherry with a pull-up from a left hand. Something about a left-handed shooter, Coach, and Kevin Cherry is one. He drops that one.
Yeah, it's just you don't see it very often. It just makes it all look kind of looks a little different.
There's a charge. He lowered his shoulder, and you got to give LaDamian Boyd credit there. He's not used to taking a charge running the football, but he took that one on.
Absolutely.
The lick didn't bother him. It's number 23 right there. Camden Truss runs over him. Volunteers lead by 12, a 4:05 to go. If you're just now joining us, you're listening to Volunteer Basketball, Central High School of Clay County. Got the during the school game here with the Mumford Lions. 1 o'clock tip here. The Volunteer girls will follow this game, and we'll be covering it as well. Zion Newell with the basketball over to Caden Glenn, and I thought Glenn traveled before he tried to pass that. But
again, and then a kickball there on that pass, that kickball out of bounds over there, that possession back to the Volunteers.
Newell with the basketball top of the key. Coach Weems, if you're wondering, he's here with us. He's just lost his voice. A little laryngitis situation going on here for Coach Weems. And he's tried it. We may get him and try it again in a little bit, but you want to hear him at least at some point.
Oh, we got to hear him just for the comedic effect of it.
Newell with a basketball, clock running at 3:20. Volunteers in no hurry to make anything happen here with a 12-point lead. Gibbons drive, shot, no good. And it goes out of bounds, last touch by the Vols.
And this is one of those situations you're in, Taylor, where we find ourselves. You're glad there's not a shot clock in high school basketball.
For sure. When you're trying to kill the clock, that's what you want. There's a shot up, no good by the Mumford Lions. Fight for the rebound, goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Volunteers. That shot was by number 3, Devin Elder. 3:01 to go in the game. Volunteers leading 42-30. Rebound, inbound, they get it over to B.J. Anderson. Anderson over to Stevens. Stevens guarded by Soap Gibbons. We got by with another one there, but I don't know what else to say.
I'm agreeing with you.
I mean, well, I just call it like you see it, right?
That's all you can do. Call what
Look at
see.
That shot backwards by Zion Newell, up and good.
Pretty good control of the body up in the air to finish that one off. Vols with a 14-point lead, 2:29 to go.
Zion Newell there that made that shot. He's going to be one of those players that will be asked to contribute a lot on the football team next year as he's just a junior.
And Coach Giddens going heavy to the bench here. And, again, just 10 guys, 10 members of this varsity basketball team.
And he plays them all.
There, everybody's playing.
Oh, my goodness.
Four of them fixing to change out.
I sometimes wonder what type of officiating you get at 1 o'clock, too.
Well, you know, it's early in the year for everybody, and everybody's kind of getting adjusted and getting there.
I mean, it's not one-sided. I'm not saying that. But
no, it's not.
I mean, I've called it that way maybe more the other way today that
no,
I've mentioned.
No, it's just it's early in the year for everybody.
Taylor. They're going to call Taylor Boyd for the foul. I'm a little surprised they call that when he's leading with the forearm. I don't know. That's going to put B.J. Anderson to the line. He misses the first. 2:06 to go here in the game.
Anderson,
Volunteers lead 44-30.
At the line today, Anderson 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 2 for 11 so far today for Anderson at the line.
From what we're hearing, you know, the couple main players are struggling from the line, which would make a big difference
sure
in this
would,
game.
Absolutely.
For the line. Something
for
they can
there. Stevens 0 for 7.
Something they can clean up. He misses the
sure.
second one. Stevens with a rebound, though, and he's fouled. That we are giving, as you probably heard, Coach
yep.
Giddens, but I agree with him because how do you not?
Well, you've got the.
How many times have we watched that on a free throw
right.
that they've got the rebound? That's usually a hustle situation.
It's a hustle and an effort play. I mean, you're given the best position on that being on the defense.
Stevens
being
misses
on the, free
the first.
Throw. It's a hustle and effort to get beat on a rebound in this situation, in my opinion.
Give it to the Mumford Lions. They're hustling right to the end here, trailing by 14. And he makes the second.
He does.
That's a good-looking shot right there.
He does
there.
Make the second to now to be 1 for 10 from the free throw line today.
Volunteers lead by 13 here. And look, the Lions looking to put some pressure on. That ball's just thrown
and
away.
They do. Force the balls into that turnover. And a 13-point lead, 1:51 left for Mumford with a ball. They have a chance to cut into that lead here.
I think we got the steal, but they're going to say Soap Gibbons stepped on the side. So that'll be right back to the Mumford Lions. 1:50 to go. Volunteers leading 44-31 here. Anderson with the basketball for the Lions. He's guarded by Gibbons. Ooh, that ball almost went. Oh, they say any tip.
Yeah, they gave him a tip. Make him work without fouling.
That ball's blocked by Calvin Simmons. He timed that one up perfectly. Up to Gibbons. Gibbons drives to the basket. Put back good. Looked like possibly a foul, but it's cleaned up by Taylor Boyd. And now we're going to foul in the backcourt. By Whetstone. think there's some.
Well, a lot of fives going on.
I'm trying
on.
To.
A lot of fives. Five and a five with a foul.
Well, must not be.
Five fouls and number five. There we go.
Well, I think we're just going to take him out on his own.
I don't really understand all that. If you're going to sub him, let's sub him. You had a dead ball. I don't know why you don't just go and do it. Why do they make you wait to between the two free throws?
Well, he fouled out. He shouldn't have been able to stay on the court. Kind of 46-32.
Let's just get this other 108 in.
And that's what you're looking for here. And
yep.
And now we're going to foul.
Oh, man.
That's what you got to realize. You got a 14-point lead with 104 to go. Don't foul.
And you're giving them a chance to score without the clock running here. And that's what you know, you don't want to do that in this situation.
It's where you got to be a little smarter.
Yeah, you don't want, I mean, you're giving your opponent in this situation, Mumford Lions, an opportunity to cut into a 14-point lead with only 104 left in the game, but with the clock not even running. So you got to kind of, you know, you need to be more aware of the game, the situation, the score, that type thing, and not have that kind of foul in this type of situation.
Stevens misses the first. You're listening to the Southern Union State Community College Clay Central Sports Network here. Volunteer basketball live from Mumford, Alabama, and we're 104 from closing out this boys' game. And moving in, of course, we'll recap this and then move into the girls' matchup. Stevens makes the second. Lead cut down to 13 for the Volunteers. And we're going to get a foul. We're going to get a timeout here by the Coach Giddens and the staff. We'll take a break here. Not sure if it's a 30-second or a minute. We'll take and see what he's got right here on Classic Country 90.9.
Hunters, you've waited patiently to harvest the perfect deer. When you finally make that happen, it's time to fill up the freezer from your successful hunt. Matthews Meat Market provides deer processing for our local community. From sausage to steaks, jerky to burger, Matthews Meat Market is ready to help fill your freezer. Located 61272 Highway 49 north of Lineville. The phone number for Matthews Meat Market is 256-396-5694. Open from 8 to 5 Monday through Saturday, except for Wednesdays. Matthews Meat Market, from the local woods to a local table, proud sponsor of the Clay Central Sports Network.
Welcome you back here, Volunteers and Madden, the basketball. 103 left. May start to see if Mumford's going to play defense or foul here. They get it into Braxton Young, and I think that's your answer.
Yeah, that answered the question pretty quick.
Trent Stringfellow come in and fouled
to play it
right off the bat. They got some fouls to give, though. Only
yes,
a three.
They do. They definitely do. There's another one.
You know, the 1-1 is still what done away with, right? In high school basketball. Each quarter, that's right. Is it still by the quarter? I thought they'd done the half now. Okay. That's right. It's how many fouls now in a quarter? They changed the rule last year.
You start shooting it at five each quarter. Six.
But there's no.
You shoot it on the sixth each quarter.
But they changed the rule last year for the 1-1 and the shooting two. I thought you just took the 1-1 completely out. You did. It's just two and you start.
You started over every quarter.
Six. But you started it
at
five.
Six.
Yeah. But, it used to be by the half and you had 1-1.
You had the 7, 8, 9 was 1-1, yeah. Now it's just two fouls at six, quarter by quarter.
Calvin Simmons, after the fifth foul, he makes the first. Getting a lot of Volunteers here on the scoring column. We'll obviously be giving you that breakdown. He misses a second. Clock under a minute here at 50 seconds for the Lions with the basketball. Stevens drives, gets us up in there. Shot up, no good, and that's got to be over the back. It will be on number three, Devin Elder, and that is going to send somebody to the line shooting two. Been a fast game, or maybe it just felt like it because there was a lot of chaos over here.
Well, the first half seemed like it really flew by. I mean, it was a lot going on.
I'll tell you something here.
A lot of action.
Trenton Glenn's going to shoot a couple free throws here for the Volunteers. And the first one rolls off no good. We've got to think first it was, I think, the principal, and I got to get her name.
Sister principal. Yep.
And she helped us. And then we had their SRO.
That we did.
And he really came through
all
for us.
All over it for us. And we need to thank Coach Corky Stevens, former coach.
There's a drive to the basket.
Bibb Graves, and it worked at Clay County High School, Lionville High School, and some of his assistants getting us lined up with some of these folks today and working to help us find some of our equipment that we were missing.
Well, yes, and some missing equipment, not personal equipment was missing. I don't want to scare Mr. Perryman back at the station there that we were losing some of our equipment.
Some personal things.
Personal items. Yeah.
And Coach Stevens sitting on ready, Taylor, in case he was needed to fill in for the fill-in in this spot.
And we're running cords and.
Yeah.
But end up getting some internet service here and.
And great assistance from the folks here at Mumford High School.
And I learned some new stuff about part of the equipment. And it's always good to know more.
The more you know.
Another option.
Yep. Always stomping out ignorance.
47-35, 35 seconds to go. Ball's lead by 12 here. And this last couple minutes has seemed like taking as long as the rest of the basketball game. That's basketball, though.
Part of it, those last couple of minutes can seem to extend on out there, but the Vols just need, you know, this 12-point lead, 35 seconds remaining, and let's cleanly work our way through these 35 seconds and get this win.
They get it, Zanyo, back to Taylor Boyd. Boyd will be fouled by number two, Kyler Shaw. Now to send Taylor Boyd to the line shooting two. But it's good to get her, I tell you what, to get your first basketball game under the belt here on coverage on the Southern Union Clay Central Sports Network. Coach, this gives Coach Williams, since he don't have a voice, a great opportunity to practice keeping the book without I having to worry about talking because he's not able to talk. Coach Herron, get him right into it here.
Yeah.
He's about 75% maybe on his voice.
I'm hanging in there best I can.
Hopefully he's okay tomorrow.
So. But it's
Boyd misses them both.
And this is always a fun game for us to do, Taylor, one of these school games.
It is.
The in-school games are neat to be able to cover.
There's Stevens up, ball in and out, rebound there, and looks like everything's going to pull back. And this, we get it across the timeline, this is going to end it. But Volunteers showing a lot of speed and athleticism. That was the difference here in this game, as the Volunteers are going to come out with a victory 47-35 here over the Mumford Lions. We'll take a quick break, total some stats, come back, recap this game, and then get prepared for the big girls matchup here from Mumford, Alabama, as the Volunteer boys pick up a victory over the Mumford Lions 47-35 here in the first game of the afternoon on Classic Country 90.9.
Piggly Wiggly in Ashland and Lineville proudly support the Radio Alabama Foundation and the Clay Central Sports Network. From farm fresh fruits and vegetables to frozen meals and dairy products, Piggly Wiggly is ready to serve you. They also have many local high school students who learn the value of teamwork and customer service as valuable employees. Located in the heart of Ashland and Lineville, Piggly Wiggly, down home, down the street.
In business since 2012, Poultry South specializes in helping buy or sell poultry farms. The Poultry South team understands the unique needs of their customers, and PoultrySouth.com is now the go-to web portal for poultry farms for sale in Alabama, Georgia, and throughout the Southeast. The website is PoultrySouth.com. The Poultry South team at Southeastern Land Group is proud to support local radio on Classic Country 90.9 and the Clay Central Sports Network.
A brisket biscuit. It's more than a tongue twister, it's a taste bud pleaser. Sassy's Convenience Store in Lineville features smoked brisket as one of their many breakfast items. Sassy's also has bacon, ham, pork chop, and sausage biscuits, and you can even add egg and cheese to any of them. They also have homemade gravy biscuits. Located at 88785 Highway 9 in Lineville, Sassy's is a proud supporter of the Clay Central Sports Network and Classic Country 90.9.
Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga, located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, serve Clay, Tallapoosa, Talladega, and Coosa counties, as well as the entire Coosa Valley. The dealerships provide a range of new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, including Honda, Nissan, and Ford models, backed by the Sarah Promise. The Sarah Promise includes a commitment to quality service and a lifetime powertrain warranty on vehicles. Sarah Honda, Nissan, and Ford of Sylacauga. Inventory and information about the Sarah Promise online at Sarah280.com.
Remember when you would dream about what you would grow up to be? Imagining your dolls were students or your Legos a skyscraper. Maybe it's time to turn that dream into a reality. At Southern Union State Community College, you can discover your dream career in healthcare, business, manufacturing, engineering, and more. From imaginary to extraordinary at Southern Union State Community College. Visit suscc.edu today.
We welcome you back here to Classic Country 90.9 for Volunteer Basketball. The Volunteer boys just wrapped up their game with a big victory here over the Mumford Lions in the 1 o'clock tip-off game, school game. Coach Heron has got some stats that was compiled by Coach Jerry Weems with no voice here, and as you might have already heard, but Coach, share how we got to these finals.
Well, we look at the 47 points scored by the Volunteers today. We start out with Damari Whetstone. Big 15 points in the second and the first half of this game. Comes back in the second half with only 3 points. 2 points in the third, one free throw in the fourth. Finishing the game with 18 points is Damari, leading our Vol scores. Our other doubles figure score, Kevin Cherry, with 10 points in this game. And then we have also coming in LaDamian Boyd chipping in two. Taylor Boyd chipping in a couple of points. Braxton Young chipping in 3 points. Deshaun Gibbons, Soap, with 4 points. Zy Newell with 7 points, totaling the 47. The Vols scored against Mumford in the 47-35 victory. From the free throw line, an area that we can look for marked improvement in as we move through the year, just under 50%. The Vols 7-for-16 from the free throw line. Today, the Mumford Lions, they're led in scoring by Lathan Stevens. He's having 11 points there. Following Lathan, B.J. Anderson with 7. Kyler Shaw with 5. Devin Elder with 3. Demario Hales with 4. And Caden Mosley with 6 points. The Mumford Lions scoring their 35 there. And the Lions from the free throw line, 9-for-28 today from the free throw line. So a lot of points left by the Lions at the free throw line today as the Vols improved to 2-0 this week. Their second game is this season's underway, picking up the win 47-35 this afternoon here at Mumford High School.